This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. With the first phase of Lok Sabha elections drawing nearer, major political parties are ramping up the campaign activities across the nation. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Gaya in Bihar this morning, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that Congress and its allies are trying to use constitution as a weapon for the political benefit. He assured that no one can change the constitution. He said the BJP has tried to instill the true spirit of constitution among people by institutionalizing the National Constitution Day in the country. Criticizing the erstwhile regime of the RJD for poor condition of Bihar, the senior BJP leader said, RJD is the face of Jungle Raj and corruption. Mr. Modi is addressing a public meeting at Rangbhumi Maidan in Purnia this afternoon. In Uttarakhand, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah is slated to address a public gathering at Kotdwar within the Garhwal parliamentary constituency this afternoon. BJP has fielded Anil Baluni for the Garhwal Lok Sabha seat against Ganesh Godiyal of the Congress. The campaign machinery of the Congress, BSP and Uttarakhand Kranti Dal is also operating at full throttle. In Arunachal Pradesh, the first batch of polling team was airlifted with polling materials to four interior and remote polling booths yesterday. This was informed by Toko Babu, OSD to Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer, in a press briefing last evening. Mr. Babu said that for the remaining polling stations, where foot march will be required, the polling teams will leave on April 17th for the respective polling stations from district headquarters. Arunachal Pradesh is going for simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly polls in a single phase on April 19th. Bahujan Samaj Party, BSP, has announced the names of 11 more candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. BSP candidate Atahar Jamal Lari has been fielded from Varanasi against Prime Minister and BJP candidate Narendra Modi. Meanwhile, the party has changed its candidate from the Mainpuri Lok Sabha constituency and gave the ticket to Shiv Prasad Yadav. BJP President J.P. Nadda today held a roadshow at Ramanathapuram in Tamil Nadu. Speaking at the roadshow, he said that the voters should think of the development of the country and take decisive action during this election. He said the NDA government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has put India on a higher pedestal to grow stronger. The BJP leader said that the Union government has a longer vision to serve the people of the country. Campaigning at North Chennai, DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin today said the people should think for the betterment of the future and cast their franchisee. Union Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju is in Bhopal today. Mr. Jaju will hold a meeting of officials of Akashvani, Doordarshan, PIB and CBC in Bhopal today. Various topics will be discussed in the meeting. In the Kashmir Valley, four people have died as boat capsized at Gandabal in Jhelum River in the outskirts of Srinagar city this morning. The boat was reportedly ferrying minors and children of the area. India's overall exports are estimated to reach $776.68 billion in the financial year 2023-24, surpassing last year's highest record. The Minister of Commerce and Industry elaborated in its release that the overall exports in the preceding financial year 2022-23 was $776.40 billion. India has allowed export of 10,000 tons of onion to Sri Lanka. It has also allowed additional quota of 10,000 tons of onion to United Arab Emirates. The Director General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, has issued a notification in this regard. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned his war cabinet for the second time in less than 24 hours yesterday to decide on the course of response to Iran's attack. The government has made no announcements on any decisions so far. While Iran has signaled it considers the matter closed, the Israeli military's chief of staff said the attack would not go unanswered. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.